Cuomo and his budget director have been saying for months that if Congress does not provide another relief package for state and local governments hard hit by the effects of the pandemic, then the state will have to cut funding to schools, hospitals, and cities by one-fifth. The first sign of following through with that plan came this week. That's when several cities with fiscal years beginning July 1 learned that they would temporarily be getting only 80% of the amount allotted to them in the state budget. Those cities include Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, White Plains, and Yonkers. The 12 cities were to have received over $370 million in state aid. Instead, they'll get just under $300 million. Peter Baines with the New York Conference of Mayors says the loss comes on top of other fiscal hardships caused by the coronavirus-related economic shutdown, and cities are already scrambling.
Just based on the estimated 20% drop in sales tax revenue over the course of the entire year for these cities, I mean, virtually every city's talking about furloughs and potentially layoffs.
A spokesman for the governor's budget division, Freeman Kloppet, says in a statement that the reduction should not be viewed as a permanent cut. He says they're holding back 20% of what is owed because the state faces a cash crunch from steep revenue losses caused by the pandemic and the federal decision to delay income tax filings until July 15th. Governor Cuomo, in a news conference, says there's still time to wait for Congress to act before he has to propose permanent cuts. He says right now, there's no hard deadline.
So the drop-dead date is what you declare in some ways. If you conclude that the federal government is not going to provide any aid, period, and these are the numbers, then you would act on those numbers. But we're not there yet.
Democrats in the House of Representatives passed a $3 trillion aid package that would help bail out the state and local governments. Republicans who control the U.S. Senate have objected to it, though. Cities, by law, are not allowed to run a deficit, so Bain says they will have to make adjustments now.
The uncertainty at this time of the fiscal year creates all kinds of problems because they're going to have to borrow money or transfer money temporarily to fill the hole in their budgets, and they don't know when the temporary period is going to end. They don't know if it's a week, a month, or whether they, down the road, may be told they'll never receive the aid.
For now, the state legislature's hands are tied when it comes to the temporary cuts. If the governor's budget office decides to propose making the cuts permanent, then lawmakers have 10 days to accept the plan or come up with an alternative. That's under rules set up in the current state budget. Many Democrats in the state Senate and Assembly favor raising taxes on the wealthy instead of cutting aid. But as long as the funding reductions are temporary, the legislature does not have the power to act. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.